Health Director Rich Bulow said that when a vaccine is ready, it will be released in stages, beginning with the segments of the population having the highest risk. He said vaccinations, first off, will go to senior citizens in nursing homes and then to the elderly population in general. Bulow said that vaccinations won't likely go to a wider population until the warmer months next year.
What we're being told is that probably somewhere around April, May, we'll begin to receive larger numbers of vaccines and actually begin to vaccinate the general population. Mm-hmm. The timeline that I have set for when I expect this to be in full swing is midsummer. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little while before you can convene safely. And obviously, with the outcomes associated with older adults and COVID-19, it certainly is wise to be cautious.
He said the population still has to be careful until a lot of people are vaccinated. Bulow said the future of the vaccine will probably come in two phases.
The first front is this first wave where we're trying to build some significant amount of herd immunity. It's important that the vaccine's effective, safe, and that people receive it. And so we're going to have campaigns far and wide, not just in Summit County, but state and national campaigns to encourage the vaccination. It's very, very important that a majority of Americans receive this.
The next phase, though, might be longer term.
There is a possibility, if not a probability, that this is going to become an annual issue, because remember, they still don't know how long the antibodies will last. And so longer term, it may be that we're having similar conversations about COVID to what we now have about other annual illnesses like influenza. That's yet to be determined. But the big goal this year is to reach some level of herd immunity, hopefully by midsummer.
On a related topic, Bulow said the Park City School District has been doing a good job monitoring the opening of classes. He said their information is more current than the state.
And so right now, if you go to the Park City data, Park City School District data, and then you go to the state and you look by district, the state is reporting more cases than is the Park City School District. And the reason for that is because the state is reporting an aggregate number over the last 2 weeks. The district is more interested in tracking active cases. And so there's a discrepancy there.
He expressed confidence in the credibility of the schools.
What I can share with the community, though, is that I have absolutely no reason to believe that there is any sort of manipulation going on the part of the districts. I believe that they are all over this. They're monitoring quarantines, active cases, new cases. They're trending people off after they've recovered. So I've been very, very impressed.
In the meantime, Bulow said that all observers expect an increase in cases as cold weather arrives and people move indoors. He urged residents to continue wearing masks, maintaining social distance, and to get their flu shots this season. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.